नमस्कार। 1 जुलाई 2017 द एनडीए गवर्नमेंट और द बीजेपी गवर्नमेंट हैड इंप्लीमेंटेड जीएसटी इन इंडिया। टुमारो इज द फर्स्ट एनिवर्सरी। टुडे वी आर सिटिंग ऑन द 30th ऑफ जून। व्हाइल द कलेक्शन, द जीएसटी कलेक्शन हैज बीन स्टेबलाइज्ड, अखिलेश आई वांट टू नो, हैज जीएसटी हेल्प्ड द नेशन, नंबर वन, the people, number two?
You know, Sujit, the law per se, GST, was overdue. You needed a pan-India market wherein you could do business seamlessly. You'll recall octroi nakas, your truck is stopped. You'll recall getting into a new state, your movement of goods is stopped. You will also know that if you are a company operating in many states in the country, you have to comply with dozens of state laws related to sales tax, VAT, service tax, etc. So they had to be subsumed into one for the sake of efficiency of doing business in India. We all used to complain that we are being subjected to too many laws on indirect taxes. So to that extent, it was a need of not the hour, a decade ago, and it has been good to this extent. We are now having a situation where you can actually, a truck from Guwahati to Delhi, as they say, used to take 15 days before the GST came in. Now they say it takes 5 days. So GST was needed. In terms of architecture of the law, also it was not bad. We have been reasonably successful. So from the country's perspective, to answer your question, yes, GST was needed and a good job has been done of it, despite the fact that I think it was done in a very hurried fashion. We were not given enough time to be prepared. And it also reflects on the amount of software glitches that were there in the overall GST software. And also the fact that since 1st July that you mentioned, on numerous occasions, major overhauls have already taken place in terms of GST rates, in terms of filing of returns, etc. So it was a major law with probably a minor preparation. There it was wrong.
Akhilesh, I also wanted to know from you that has the people benefited from GST? My question, I will just elaborate my question for you. You see, while big brands, big people, big businesses seems to have been doing well. I mean, they've adapted or adjusted to GST. Small people, small businessmen still seems to be suffering. So to that, on that context.
So let's look at it from two perspectives, from the consumer perspective and also from the small businessman's perspective. If we call it the middle class in totality. The consumer was expected to have benefited by way of a major fall in the tax rates and so a reduction in the prices of goods, because they were saying a lot of overlapping and double taxes will be eliminated. Something like this has actually not happened. In the initial days when GST rolled out, you'll recall restaurant prices had shot up. And it was like, oh my God, food has become so expensive. And then they had to revise it and bring it down. So has the consumer really benefited as it was promised? I don't think the consumer really has benefited because prices have not dropped the way they were promised. As far as the GST and the small businessman is concerned, first let me tell you the importance of small businessmen. In India, 92% of the economy is a small businessman. It's the largest employment provider in this country. So the welfare, well-being and prosperity of the small business matters for India. Now, if you roll out a new law, what does a small businessman want? A small businessman wants that the law should be simple. It should be easy to operate. It should not be complicated. It should not be costly to operate. And it should be simple to understand. The GST for the small businessman does not meet these parameters. It is not easy to understand. It is expensive to operate. It is not very pro-business as far as a small businessman is concerned. And the net result has not been good for them.
Why do you call it not pro-business, Akhilesh?
I'll come to that. Before that, I'll tell you the ground reality. I think Business Standard was doing a series of surveys on the impact of GST. They found that, in a place like Surat, for example, where pre-GST time, the textile turnover used to be about 450 crores a month. It's fallen to 250 crores a month in the post-GST scenario. They found something similar like this in Tirupur also, which is a textile hub of South India.
Correct.
They also found that the diamond sector in Surat had been suffering. Again, they correlated with the GST. So, this is the ground reality. Now, why does it happen so? Let's start with, a small business. We are talking about a small businessman. Let's first start with GST rates. See, if you have a single rate, it's very easy to implement, or a dual rate. Let's say a single rate of 12%. Everybody falls in place very easily. But if you've got a five rate structure with a maximum rate being of 28% and numerous special rates, the first thing a small businessman needs to understand is what rate do I fall in. Now, to understand that, there's a classification of almost 18,500 entries running into 450 pages. A small businessman can't go through and understand, oh, this is the category I fall in. So the first problem for the small businessman becomes the multiple rates and what is applicable to him. The second thereafter becomes a seeking appropriate registration. After that comes a series of record keeping to be done, which is expensive to maintain for a small businessman. Thereafter, filing of returns. The return filing is a complex process, the forms are too tedious, and the frequency is too high. Even if you understand the forms, if you are a small trader who is able to understand a legal form, the system on which you upload often has glitches. It is often not functional correctly. So the entire process is complicated. To make it worse for the small businessman, you know, you get what is called input credit. It is set off against your GST liability. The input credit doesn't come so easily for a small businessman, which means his cash flow is blocked. Now, if you see from a small businessman's perspective, here is a law which is complex, which is complicated, which is, you know, pretty tedious in terms of compliance, which is not easy to understand, which also has so many circulars, notification directions coming from time to time, which you may not know how to interpret. He needs the services of a consultant. But a small businessman is not able to afford. So how would you react as a small businessman? Your business will suffer.
Correct.
Their business has been suffering.
So Akhilesh, then how do we see 90% of India works for these small businesses?
Yes.
Okay. So I will safely say that 90% of India has not benefited out of GST.
You're right. 90% of business is impacted by small businesses. And the small businesses have been suffering for reasons I just mentioned. I told you the business standards survey, these are ground figures. Nobody can really dispute them. So it has been suffering. And unless the entire mechanism is not overhauled in terms of multiple rates, why can't we just have maybe two rates of tax? Why do we need five rates with so many special rates? Why do you need a peak rate of 28%? Why can't you have one single moderate rate of 12% across the board? It becomes much easier. If that is done, the second impact on the small businessman is his record keeping goes down. Why can't we have just a quarterly return? Some countries have got an annual return, annual GST return. We have a monthly return. How does the businessman, you know, conduct business? Does it do with the compliance or does it do business? Because if he does not file his returns on time, there's penalty and prosecution. So for a small businessman, the GST not being easy, not being, low cost, being difficult to follow, business suffers. If business suffers, the 90% you referred to does suffer.
Correct. So the fact remains that there's a lot of talks about BJP losing out because of GST. Do you think it's
I think my ground impression has been that because a small business has been suffering, and because that suffering started with effect from demonetization, which was November 2016, and then came GST, which was a whole completely disruptive legislation, the small business has been suffering.
So every November and December, people in India seem to get scared. What is new? Akhilesh, another question. Demonetization and GST, has it caused more confusion? I'm saying both put together. Which means, I'll rephrase my question. Had demonetization happened without GST, or possibly GST happened without demonetization, would things be different?
See, Sujit, both were very disruptive. In demonetization, at the stroke of an announcement at 8 p.m. by Mr. Modi on the 8th of November, 87% of our currency in circulation was nullified. It was disruptive. You had no money in your pocket the next day to spend. It was that disruptive. GST was also very disruptive. Suddenly a new legislation, if you don't comply with it, you can't be in business. Now, as if one disruption was all not enough, you got the second one in a succession of about 7-8 months. Of course, the double impact was severe.
And was that a huge mistake by BJP government?
See,
Modi Sarkar.
If we like to kind of look at it from a mistake perspective, let me put it this way. India was trying to implement the GST for at least the last 15 years. That is the preparatory time it took, with so many divisive and almost contradictory political parties and policies that we have. It was not easy bringing all the states on the table and getting a GST legislation by consensus. So because Mr. Modi had got a brute majority in the parliament, he managed to push it through. It was a national agenda. So I wouldn't call it a mistake. As far as demonetization is concerned, there are too many reasons to pass contradictory.
No, I am saying the combination of these two were lethal for a common
yes.
man.
Yes. It is like this, as people say, that if you have a sick patient and he has got a bad kidney and a bad heart, you don't operate both together. We got both of them operated together.
Good example. Akhilesh, so if I say GST helped the nation with money, but GST actually went against the people, will I be right?
GST certainly was needed. It helped the nation. But its poor implementation has not helped the people at the bottom for sure.
Okay, when I say before I'm trolled, let me tell you what I meant by it helped the nation. I mean, it helped our treasury. It helped our coffers. But it didn't help common men, common people on the streets.
It did not enhance the prosperity of the common man, which it was meant to
In
enhance.
In fact, it went to the contrary.
It went to the contrary. They say that a few lakh businesses have closed down.
Correct.
Even now, they are saying that the compliance with the GST laws by the small industries is only about 60-70%. It means they have not yet come in the fold. It means their businesses are suffering.
So, economic revolutions, as they were called by Mr. Modi and Mr. Jaitley at that point in time, do you think these economic revolutions that they were implementing, that revolution actually went completely kaput?
If we are talking with reference to GST,
and both, I'm trying to sort of club in both, is because I completely agree to you. They went to do a heart and the liver surgery at the same time. That was a brilliant thing you said, and I'm with you on that one. So I'm just saying that this was supposed to be collectively, this was supposed to be a revolution that they get into Indian economic paradigm. So has this gone wrong?
On an individual basis, I can tell you that if the glitches of GST are ironed out, it would be certainly a resounding success. It would be so. I would call these as transition pains, which to us were predictable. They could have been prevented.
What are the glitches that you would...
Where was the need to have multiple rates and make it so confusing?
Correct.
Where was the need to have complicated forms to be filed every month? Where was the need to have so much of detailed record keeping to be done that it would break the back of the businessman itself? Where was the need to have so many interpretations coming because of so many notifications being issued every day? This was avoidable. Where was the need again to have not given enough time to have a robust GST software that doesn't fail the taxpayer? This was avoidable. This, I think, was avoidable. And those glitches are now probably being ironed out by and by.
So, Akhilesh, as we've always been saying, I think we have been talking about this for the last 2 years or 1 year since we've been doing our shows, where we've said that, look, intentions were good, implementation disastrous.
Yes. Yes.
Do we still...
I would still stand by it.
Absolutely. So how do you conclude this, Akhilesh? The ball is yours.
The way I conclude it is something like this. We got GST last year. We are now at the anniversary of it. It was very easy for the bigger corporates to implement it because they are loaded with consultants. They are loaded with the best of brains who can help them out. But in the process of a hurried implementation of the GST, the welfare and the suitability of the legislation to the small trader, the small businessman, got overlooked. They have suffered. Their suffering needs to stop. I believe a major GST council meeting is on the cards. And I think the primary focus should be the small businessman. Otherwise, the transition pains will come to a situation where the entire small businessman, which contributes to 90% of our country's GDP, would be suffering, which I think is not in our interest. This is Sujit and I signing off till we meet again. Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.